This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Turkey Day is coming soon. I love how the Dallas Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. So, the problem is, you know, I'm like eating, going, okay, hurry up and eat because I want to watch a game. So that's a problem. I think Dallas this time plays at like 1-something. So I'm not really going to want to leave the TV to eat Thanksgiving. I'll tape it. I'm not really good at taping football games because, you know, I get alerts, so I know the score. Really hard to watch a game when you know the score. But, anyway, that's neither here nor there. The problem is we have a huge, well, to me it's huge, salmonella outbreak involving turkey. One has already died. The CDC has reported over 164 people have been sickened with salmonella linked to raw turkey. Now, if you remember a few months ago, it was the start of it. There were, at the time, I think, 22 states involved. Now there's 35 states affected. But we don't have a specific product yet identified. Now, suspected sources include ground turkey, turkey patties, whole turkeys, live turkeys, and turkey pet food. And so my concern is now that we're coming very close to Turkey Day, we may be seeing more. So the CDC reports the following. Since the last update on July 19th, 2018, 74 more people became ill, bringing the total to 164 ill people from 35 states. 63 people have had to be hospitalized by this. One death was reportedly from California. Questions about the death, they said, should be directed to the California Department of Public Health. Illnesses in this outbreak started from November 20th, 2017 to October 20th. So we don't have cases to report beyond that. Not that they didn't exist, it's just we don't have the data. They say epidemiologic laboratory evidence indicates that raw turkey products from a variety of sources are contaminated with salmonella and are making people sick. They say the outbreak strain of salmonella has been identified in various raw turkey products, including ground turkey, turkey patties, and in raw turkey pet food, live turkeys, indicating it might be widespread in the turkey industry. So they have to find either a supplier or, you know, they haven't found where the start could have been. So symptoms, obviously, are fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps, usually within 12 to 72 hours after exposure. The illness can last anywhere from 4 to 7 days. Most people will recover without treatment, but some people do have to be hospitalized. So, you know, this foodborne illness, we are seeing this time and time again. Right, you know, the Honey Smacks and certain snack foods had it. We're being told Duncan Hines just had to do a recall because of salmonella. Turkey, though, is tricky because a lot of families are trying to trick their kids into eating more turkey and less red meat. So these parents will grab ground turkey. The kid comes up to the kitchen going, Mom, what do we eat? I'm hungry, Mom. Mom's like, I'm making dinner. Well, what are we having, Mom? I'm making burgers. Oh, burgers. I love burgers. Okay, do you have ketchup? Yeah, I got ketchup. Yay, burgers. Hey, burger night. Burger night. Burger night. So they all run around happy that's burger night. Meanwhile, you're like, I'm giving them turkey. So you need to make that turkey patty look like a ground beef patty. So you darken it on the outside, and it looks pink on the inside. There you go. That could be deadly. Turkey meat cannot be pink on the inside like ground beef. A well-done ground beef patty is gray on the inside. But most of the time we leave it kind of pink, so it's medium, medium well. Well, when we're talking turkey, It has got to be gray. Well, then my kid won't eat it. Well, you can't give a kid raw turkey. So, why is foodborne illness on the rise? Well, one is, you know, there is this big push to eat more fresh. So, as you go to Chipotle or these places that have fresh food and vegetables and fruit and cheese and everything out there in the open so you can see that there's more of a chance for contamination. And the there's no preservatives in the food. Bacteria seem to, you know, thrive really well on it. A lot of fast food have preservatives and salts, etc. We're going for fresh, healthier options, which I like, but unfortunately, you know, more things can obviously grow. Also, on-the-go produce. So a lot of us will grab some carrot sticks, etc. On-the-go produce will be packaged, and it'll say pre-washed. But you need to wash it again. So you'll grab it on the go, thinking you can open up the package and it's good to go and you should wash it. And then, as our population ages, we have more people with immunocompromising disease, like diabetes, cancer. So we may have a lot more people susceptible to these foodborne pathogens. Plus, think about it. If you've been eating preserved fast food and crap for most of your life, and now all of a sudden you're trying to eat healthy vegetables, and there's some bugs on it, your body's not going to be, you know, resilient to it. But if you had been eating pretty healthy the whole time, then, you know, you might have been exposed to some of these bacteria and go, all right, I can handle it. Now, I also think that our gut microbiome has changed because since our food shifted to more preservatives, the bacteria in our gut are different. So then we're less resilient to new pathogens. Now, when you do cook a turkey patty, you got to cook it for at least 165 degrees. You got to wait for at least 15 seconds. What you need to do is if your kid is into ketchup, cover it up with ketchup so the kid can't really tell the color of the patty if you're trying to, you know, do turkey instead of ground beef. But you got to cook that sucker well. Also, you know, we use these antimicrobial wipes and we think we're cleaning counters really well. That may not be enough. And when you do wash a turkey, and you guys are going to be washing a turkey for this Thanksgiving, it could splatter the salmonella all over the place. So you want to be careful with that. So, you know, nobody's saying not to eat the turkey. But we are saying, you know, just be careful. Remember, just because you wash it off or cook it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's sterile. You can still have bacteria, so you got to cook it good. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
La 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 la. All right, sorry guys, I got a cough, man. I'm not sick. I don't know why I have this cough, but I better not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're like, what, you'd rather hear my coughing than my singing? Uh-uh, not going to happen. La 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 la. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who listens to my singing over and over again, and he doesn't really seem to complain. He could, you know, and he doesn't. Or if he does complain, big thanks to Daniel for lowering the volume on his end so I don't hear him complain. Works out really, really good. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it because I make you listen to my singing. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, where you will not be able to listen to my singing as long as the audio is off. Okay, so I got a quick cough and I don't want to pee on myself. Sex addiction, they say, is more common than previously thought. Now get this, people. They say 1 in 10 men is addicted to sex. And women, One in 12 women are hooked on sex. 10% of men, 7% of women struggle to control sexual thoughts and urges. Huh. Researchers at the University of Minnesota found that the number of Americans struggling with difficult to control sexual desires may be increasing. They say what's more, it's an issue that may affect different groups. Particularly, they say racial minorities disproportionately, suggesting sexual compulsion may be part of wider health disparities. They say American attitudes towards sex have undergone something of a transformation in the last several decades. In the 1970s, the majority of men and women in the U.S. disapproved of sex before marriage. Now, most millennials are in favor of sex before marriage. Casual sex is on the rise, and far more open to the idea of same-sex couples and activities, according to Daily Mail. And they say, and as these perspectives have shifted, access to sexually explicit content has proliferated online. Boy, has it. Coupled with the seemingly relentless stream of sexual misconduct movements fueling the Me Too movement, they say some psychiatrists, parents, and public health experts, they say, have worried that sexual behavior is getting out of control. We'll talk about that in a sec. We do have a Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is our Bible of psychiatric health. And sex addiction, hypersexuality, referred to as sex addiction, has been turned down each time its addition has been proposed. So I'm not sure why. Should sex addiction be a quote-unquote mental disorder? They say although psychiatry has a long history of attempting to characterize hypersexuality, researchers and clinicians have disparate views regarding whether it represents a true psychiatric disorder or is merely indicative of a larger sociocultural problem labeled as out-of-control sexual behavior. Now, there is compulsive sexual behavior disorder. Compulsive sexual behavior disorder is where you have a persistent pattern of failure to control intense repetitive sexual urges, which results in repetitive sexual behavior and causes marked distress or social impairment, meaning you can't get through a day at work without running to the bathroom and trying to do a self-session sort of thing. I mean, that's where I would start crossing the line, you know, calling and saying, look, you know, you've got to get some treatment. You can't be, you know, if you can't wait till you get home, that's a problem. So, they say such distress and impairment includes neglecting social activities, personal health, repeatedly attempting to control sexual behavior unsuccessfully, and continuing to engage in sexual behavior despite adverse consequences, or even when the individual derives minimal pleasure from his or her sexual activities. A lot of people with compulsive sexual disorder don't really enjoy the sex. So this new study looked at 2,300 adults. They questioned them. About half of them were women, between 18 and 50. This was a part of the National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior in November 2016. And they found that 8.6% of the nationally representative sample, 7% of women, 10.3% of men, endorsed clinically relevant levels of distress and or impairment associated with difficulty controlling sexual feelings, urges, and behaviors. Now, this is something that is very, very pertinent and relevant because we are just, it is probably the last year. Sex addiction, sexual harassment, Me Too movement, false accusations has just pervaded the news. It has just been, I mean, it was last year at a point where you just, I mean, one day didn't go by with somebody else being accused. Now, has sexual assault or people, you know, grabbing each other, you know, has that been just a new thing because porn's been on the computer? No. In caveman days, people grab stuff all the time. How do I know? It's because they didn't have anything else to keep them busy. All right? Sex. And my guess is sex happened a lot of times when somebody was not in the mood. In the olden days, biblical times, there was polygamy. People would have 100 wives. So does that mean they were sexually compulsive? In the olden days, you were supposed to propagate your seed. So the more you could propagate that seed, the more your bloodline, you know, flourished. Then later, centuries later, we were, well, no, you know, we're going to do monogamy. One woman for one man. You'll have a family. You won't cheat on your wife. No adultery. And we started to, you know, embrace more of a monogamous sort of society. We also had been urged to not have premarital sex because the idea of having a baby out of wedlock might not allow a, shall we say, a successful propagation of one's seed or one's nurturing of that seed. And years, decades later, people are like, no, I, you know, if I want to have, you know, one or two different, you know, relationships and have babies with them, I could do that. And so we're actually starting to see the pendulum swing back, or kind of a circle of life, where I'm meeting men that have kids of four different moms. They're not polygamous because they're not marrying them, but they have baby mamas. And it's starting to be accepted in society. Now, does that mean society has now brewed sexual addiction? No. If somebody can't control themselves and they have this compulsive sexual disorder, most likely they have other compulsions and obsessions. And so when I hear that somebody is hypersexual, there could be something else going on, like maybe bipolar, manic depression, maybe substance abuse. Maybe they have too much testosterone. Usually, a hypersexuality isn't its own issue. It's a symptom of something else. So, you know, patient will come in saying, you know, oh my gosh, you know, my wife left, you know, on vacation, and I went out one weekend, and I just slept with a bunch of women. You know, test me for STDs. I'd be like, you know, well, what happened? Did you fight with your wife? Are you trying to get back at her? You know, what was the reason? I don't know. I just want to have a lot of sex. Well, why? You know, are you, you know, is this something you can't control? Now, yes, porn is now very easy. All right? Sexual stimuli is all around us. We're trying to limit that. Okay? No girly pictures at work. All right? Women can't whistle at guys when they walk down the hall. But when you have people that are very hypersexual or you know, frisky, they're going to, you know, they're not going to stay quiet for 8 to 10 hours. Wait until they get home. And so, you know, an addiction to sex is where you really, you can't go to work. You can't keep a relationship because you just always have to have it. And if that's the case, that is something that you do need to have treated. But if you fall in love with somebody and you can't stop thinking about them and you want to have sex with them as often as you guys are together, that's kind of what happens when you fall for somebody. And the funny thing is, you know, a lot of marriages, the sex drops after about a year or two, and everybody kind of makes jokes about that, and they say that's normal. I would love to see couples who still can't wait to get home and be together in their 5th or 10th or 20th year of marriage. There's a few out there that say that they have that, but the average person, nah. I can't wait to get home and watch football. My husband knows that. He's like, what do you want to do tonight? Well, the Steelers and the Panthers are playing. I should say I want to have sex, but he knows I'd rather watch football sometimes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Mo most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges.
The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Election officials, campaign operatives, and lawyers across Florida are gearing up for a massive recount in the Senate race and gubernatorial race. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on Fox News to discuss what's going on.
So this is a pattern of, at a minimum, incompetence, and it's embarrassing to the state. Voters deserve better. This is not even a partisan thing. This is a county that apparently cannot count votes as well as a county that just got wiped out by a hurricane.
And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Dolly is show 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So the FDA next week is going to issue a ban on the sale of fruit and candy-flavored electronic cigarettes. Where? In convenience stores and gas stations. That's according to an agency official in a move to counter a surge in teenage use of e-cigs. Now, the ban means tobacco, mint, and menthol flavors will be the only ones that could be sold at these outlets. Okay? So that is a huge blow to Juul Labs, Inc., the San Francisco-based market leader of vape devices. The FDA will also introduce stricter age verification requirements for online sales of e-cigs. The FDA's planned restrictions, first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by Reuters by the official, do not apply, though, to vape shops or other specialty retail stores. So this is just convenience stores and gas stations. Now, there has been mounting pressure for action after preliminary federal data showed teenage use had surged by more than 75% since last year, and the FDA has described it as an epidemic. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said e-cigs have become an almost ubiquitous and dangerous trend among teens. And boy, did that happen fast. In the last few years, it just exploded. They say the disturbing and accelerating trajectory of use we're seeing in youth and the resulting path to addiction must end. It's simply not tolerable. So they say the growth has coincided with the rise of Juul. Now, Juul was the vaping device that was one of the sleekest and coolest things to hit the market, and it looks like a flash drive. So kids could hide it from their parents, and they could hide it from the teacher, and even use it in class. And so the sales of these went from $2.2 million in 2016 to $16.2 million devices last year. That's according to the CDC. And anytime anybody does really, really good, okay, in an industry that ends up hypnotizing kids and attracting kids, yeah, the government's going to get involved. So the agency threatened in September to ban Juul and four other leading e-cig products unless their makers took steps to prevent use by minors. And that I actually agree with. I actually agree with that. You know, I mean, I get really mad when government gets involved with, you know, private industry and, you know, all right, you're doing well, and so, you know, we're either going to take a piece by taxing you or we're going to, you know, stop you from growing. That does bother me a little bit. However, if they are marketing to kids who are not supposed to be, you know, using those, that's a problem. Just like alcohol. Alcohol companies are not allowed to, advertise to kids. Now, Juul could say, well, we're not advertising to kids. I mean, we don't have, you know, ads in, you know, teen magazines and things like that. But you start having bubble gum and Jolly Rancher flavors and all this. Yeah, that could be an issue. So the FDA gave Juul and four big tobacco companies 60 days to submit plans to curb underage use. That compliance period is ending. I thought it was this week. According to Fox News, the planned restrictions on favorite flavors and convenience stores are likely to have the biggest impact on Juul, because Juul sells nicotine liquid pods in flavors like mango, mint, fruit, cream. It used to be called Creme Brulee. I heard there's like a Bananas Foster. I've never vaped, but it's like I want to try the Bananas Foster because that just sounds yummy. They say the only other e-cig competitors sold at convenience stores are those marketed primarily by tobacco companies like Altria Group, British American Tobacco, Imperial Brands, and Japan Tobacco. And those products are sold under Mark 10 Blue, Views, and Logic brands. Now, they have lost market share because Juul has risen to prominence over the last year. Juul, get this, grew from 13.6% of the U.S. e-cig market to nearly 75%. That's according to a Wells Fargo analysis. Juul has 75% of the market. E-cig products represent a small share of revenue from major tobacco companies, whereas Juul's business is built entirely on the vaping devices. They say revenue from e-cig devices, according to Fox News, made up less than 1% of British American Tobacco's global revenue for the first 6 months of 2018. Now, Altria last month said that they would stop selling its pod-based e-cigs. And again, if they can't compete with Juul, you know, why would they still continue? And they said they would stop selling it in response to the FDA concerns about teen usage. They're probably like, you know, we're not making money. The FDA, they see the writing on the wall. The company also said it would restrict flavors for its other e-cig products to tobacco, menthol, and mint. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, didn't in the 80s we have chocolate cigarettes? Yeah, I remember that. I remember I wanted a cigarette so badly because my mom had a chocolate cigarette. And flavors do attract kids. They really do. I mean, the psychology behind it is phenomenal. But many cigarettes got rid of those flavors. I think it was too expensive. You didn't have as much demand. And the average person who smokes and is addicted to nicotine really didn't care about the flavor. Once you get hooked, you don't really care about the flavor. You just need the hit. Just like with coffee. There are people that really can't not have their coffee. And I'm like, but how do you drink that? It tastes like crap. They're like, well, it's an acquired taste. They like the caffeine so much that they don't mind that they're drinking something that tastes like crap. Coffee tastes like crap. Anyway, so representatives from Altria, British American Tobacco, Imperial Brands, and Japan Tobacco did not respond for a request for comment. And a Juul spokeswoman declined to comment. Because they're probably like, holy crap, we're going to lose a lot of money now. So, as a doctor, I have been very, very frustrated that people think that the way to combat one epidemic is to push people to a new epidemic. And that's kind of what happened. We tried to get everybody to stop smoking, and we banned people smoking in certain areas, which, mind you, as a doctor, I'm for, because I don't like secondhand smoke or thirdhand smoke. But, you know, there's so many restaurants and hotels, there's so many places where you can't smoke anymore. The tax on each pack of cigarettes is expensive. And they made smoking so taboo, but they didn't really offer an alternative. It's like, you got to quit smoking, you got to quit smoking. So tobacco companies or non-tobacco companies figured out a way, look, we could give them an inhaled nicotine. We'll give them something to go to. Because people weren't quitting. Then people were like, okay, good. At least I could get my nicotine this way. And you had people going, you know, it's not the same as cigarettes, but if everybody's saying the vape is safe, which we still don't know for 100%, and we're doubting it is, and people don't think you're going to have secondhand ramifications, let's go there. So, you know, you're going to see articles saying smoking rates are down in the U.S. Woohoo, that's great. Well, are they really down? Or did we just shunt everybody over, bypass them over to e-cigs? How many millions of people use e-cigs? We don't know. We don't see them. Not a lot of people admit to it. And then now you have kids who wouldn't have never picked up a cigarette or vaping. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a smart kid. You know, I know I kind of, you know, call myself stupid a lot, but, you know, I knew not to smoke when I was a young kid. But if somebody said you could suck on this flash drive and taste strawberry, watermelon, you know, creme brulee, whatever, yeah, I would try it. Because it's not a cigarette. So now we have a whole slew of youth who never would have touched a cigarette. In fact, there's an argument that more kids are vaping than would have ever gone to cigarettes. Now, we still think vaping is safer than cigarettes, but vaping isn't 100% safe. And so, you know, I just get frustrated that everybody's patting themselves on the back for lowering, you know, the tobacco, you know, issue. And like, look at what we did. You see, we're so good. And you're like, wait a second here. And we're doing the same thing when it comes to narcotics. We're limiting people's access to narcotics. Well, where are they going to go for pain? Where's their go-to? It's so easy to legislate one thing, but if you don't offer another path, are you really doing them a service? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Of course, we appreciate you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And send us your questions at drdahlia.com. Go to our website and hit the contact page. Or you can email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook. Send us your messages and your questions there. But, of course, we love calls at 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, former First Lady Michelle Obama has her memoir. It's called Becoming. And it is going to be released next week. And I guess in the book, it launches a series of attacks on Donald Trump. The funny thing is, it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or the left. If you want to sell your book, you know, Trump is a big hot topic. So, you know, obviously this is getting news. Now her book is getting a lot of publicity. And so I wouldn't be surprised that there would be some, you know, discussion on Trump. But one thing that kind of caught my ear on this one is Michelle Obama said she would, quote, never forgive Trump for the rumors he spread questioning the legitimacy of President Barack Obama's birth certificate. And she said this threatened her family's safety. Trump bringing up the question of where Barack Obama was born threatened her children's safety. Now, I think all politicians are at risk. The stuff being said about Trump, the stuff that was said about Hillary, I think both of them had to have major security details, considering, you know? So, I'd like a little bit more detail, but she writes, what if someone with an unstable mind loaded a gun and drove to Washington? What if that person went looking for our girls? Donald Trump, with his loud and reckless innuendos, was putting my family's safety at risk, and for this I'd never forgive him. Now, obviously she's mad. If Donald Trump was, you know, lying, and politicians do that all the time. I mean, these campaigns are ugly. And I'm sure Donald Trump is upset at the lies and the fake news that puts him and his grandchildren and children are at risk. But the reason why this kind of caught my eye is, you know, not only am I a doctor, not only am I a, you know, professor, but I'm also a broadcaster, I'm a journalist. And the one thing that never set right with me, that just always bothered me, even though it really doesn't matter now, because President Obama's not in office, but the 1991 Harvard Law Review biography of Obama. That back in 1991, because apparently in 1990 Obama was elected the first black president of the Harvard Law Review, a student publication featuring, you know, an analysis of important legal matters. The yearbook includes Obama's biography, say, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Now, that I never heard back in the 90s, right? And there's no data of that being corrected or redacted, which means if anybody who knew Obama, right, saw that entry, you would think if that was an error, it would have gotten fixed. And then a biographer, when you are taking a getting a biography, you know, you always assume you're talking to somebody in America, they're from America. So when you're like, well, you know, where were you born? Well, I was born in Los Angeles, or I was born in Salt Lake, or I was born in, you know, New York City. All right, fine. But for her to write Kenya, that's pretty random. I mean, that is one hell of an error back in the 90s for a biographer. And when I first heard about that, I was like, okay, well, you know what? You know, people do make mistakes. Okay, I mean, you know, she could have got the country wrong, even though you would think the country by default was United States. Right? But, okay, you know, maybe she, you know. So, you know, she accidentally, maybe the computer picked a country. But his family was, you know, Obama Sr. wasn't Kenya. That's not very random. Born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. then there was another biography by Acton and Dystel, an Acton and Dystel employee. Obama had hired a literary agency to help promote sales of his upcoming book, Dreams of My Father. The agency published a promotional booklet listing 90 client authors, including Obama, and that biography said born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Now, again, it doesn't matter now. You know, why are we talking about this? But, well, we're talking about it because Michelle Obama brings it up. And, you know, I'm not here to defend Trump, you know. I mean, whether you're on the right or the left, you know, you have issues with both sides. But as somebody in journalism, those mistakes don't happen. Trust me, typos happen. You have spell checks. You might say he's American, and then you're like, oh, wait a second. I actually didn't ask you, so you were born here. But to pick a random country that in two different biographies say that's where he was born, that to me is some significant stuff. Now, Americans didn't care. Whether people believed it or not, they didn't care. And a lot of people on the left aren't really, really big in the Constitution. The Constitution states, though, you can't be, you know, you got to be an American, you got to have been born in America to become president. Now, some people thought that was outdated. They're like, look, if somebody lived here most of their life and they love America, what difference does it make? They could serve. And despite my hating Obamacare, he didn't give the country away like somebody would think if somebody was foreign born. Well, they're just going to let the country from which they came take over the country. That didn't happen. Kenya did not take over the United States. So if you really look from a practicality reason, who gives a damn? If Obama really did lie and he really was never born in Hawaii, you know what? No harm done. He served as president, whatever. It's in the past. But to journalists out there, I am kind of getting sick and tired of, you know, there being this discourse, this conversation of, you know, well, we didn't fact check, or, you know, fake news, or we, you know, that was the story, as, you know, oh, we'll redact it later. I mean, come on, we have some, maybe we don't take an oath before we take a microphone or go on camera, but there is an implied oath that you are going to be truthful. And you're not going to be using your pulpit for personal gain. Now, yes, we can't sell advertising. Yes, we can't have sponsors. You need to. You can't keep the mic going without that. But your primary goal is to give the news or give your opinion or entertain, but your listeners or viewers come first. They have to. That's kind of the innate oath we take, right? Even though we don't literally take an oath. Jim Acosta losing his press pass or being suspended from the White House, you know, trying to get camera time, standing up and, you know, interrogating the president, that's not why you're there. You are there as a journalist to get what the president is saying, put it on paper, and let your viewers or listeners, you know, find out what was said in the White House, because they can't be in the White House themselves. Now, maybe that's not that interesting to other people. Maybe that doesn't further someone's career. But if the purpose of a journalist is to be there to get the news, then you get the news. You don't sit there and grandstand to get camera time. So I have an issue with that. 1-877, Dr. Alley, don't go away.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer, CBDonly.com.
CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.